What is going on? It is Tuesday, January 26th, 2021. We are 3 days out from UFC 257. And what a fight card it was. A lot of surprises in that one. I have made a video on this, and if I have posted it by the time this is released, I will put a link down in the description, but holy cow. So let's just talk about the co-main and the main for now. I mean, what a surprising set of results. So we had Dan Hooker and we had Michael Chandler in the co-main event. Dan Hooker, he was number 6th in the lightweight division before the event. And he was taking on Michael Chandler. And Chandler is making his UFC debut. For those of you who don't know, but should know, Michael Chandler is the former several-time Bellator lightweight champion. He's had just a decorated career with Bellator, and just an all-around phenomenal fighter, NCAA All-American wrestler in college. He's got a very good resume outside of the UFC. Just got signed, and he was being welcomed to the UFC by Dan Hooker, who is a stud in his own right. I mean, Dan Hooker has had some incredible finishes, namely knocking out Gilbert Burns, who is about to fight for the welterweight title against Kamaru Usman. So, I mean, Hooker did beat Gilbert Burns at lightweight, so it's a totally different weight class. Some could say that, you know, Gilbert was draining himself. He was not the same fighter at 155, and I would agree with that, but that doesn't take away from Dan Hooker's performance. Dan Hooker is a phenomenal fighter. I mean, a phenomenal fighter. His last fight was a 5-round war with Dustin Poirier and was just a fight of the year contender. So Dan Hooker was expecting the shorter 5'6" Michael Chandler to shoot and to try and wrestle him and ground and pound. Dan Hooker's plan, because he's 6 foot, Dan Hooker's plan, as he said, was to keep the fight at range, to keep it at kicking and boxing distance, and just pick him apart. And, you know, Chandler being the shorter fighter with the shorter limbs, you know, he was going to need to, we all expected him to use his wrestling and try and get inside in the pocket and get in close range. And he's got a lot of power, so Dan Hooker, it wasn't a long fight at all, but Dan Hooker seemed like, a lot of people said that he was being timid or tentative, but he was doing exactly what he had planned on doing, keeping Chandler at range. Chandler is known to have a ton of power, but he's a shorter guy, so Dan Hooker was being smart by trying to keep him at a distance. So I don't think Hooker was especially nervous or especially timid getting in there and fighting in an octagon in front of tens of millions of people is nerve-wracking and scary, but he's used to it, you know. I mean, that's normal for him. He didn't look any different than he usually does. But yeah, Michael Chandler going to the body right off the bat, going to the body with some straight rights, a lot of body work. And I think that was to set up That was to get, you know, Hooker thinking, body, bring his hands down to protect his body. And then, I think it was only like a couple minutes in, and Michael Chandler threw a jab to the body, and then came over the top with an overhand right, and just dropped Dan Hooker and finished him up with some ground and pound. Beautiful performance. Just super, super impressive for his UFC debut. The hype is real, you know. That kid's got a ton of power. So I'm really excited to see what happens with him next. I mean, this is only his first win in the UFC, and despite it being very convincing, dominant, it's only his first win in the UFC, so I think he should fight one more time before even talking about him getting a title fight. I think a good fight for him would maybe be Justin Gaethje. And if he beats Justin Gaethje, the winner of that fight maybe fights for a title, or because next I see, and I'm getting ahead of myself, but I think for the vacant title, which I do think they better vacate it, and I think they're going to, for the vacant title, I like Dustin. I think maybe they should just give the title to Dustin and then let Dustin defend against Charles Oliveira. Otherwise, match up Dustin versus Charles Oliveira for the vacant title and have them fight it out. And then whoever wins that, whoever, you know, is champion after that fight, maybe the winner of Chandler and whoever he fights, maybe Chandler and Justin Gaethje. I think that's probably the next one. But, there's a lot to talk about with the main event. That was just a spectacular performance by Dustin Poirier. I mean, thinking back, you know, I had picked Conor to win, although I gave Dustin a lot of credit, and I said, you know, if I had to pick, I would pick Conor just because of how spectacular and dominant and just sharp he looked and creative he looked in his fight with Cowboy. I had picked him to win, but I also said that, you know, Dustin Poirier is the best of the best. The war he had with Dan Hooker was amazing. He knocked out Justin Gaethje, who's, you know, top three in the world. He knocked out Eddie Alvarez, former champion. I mean, Dustin Poirier, I was blown away how many people were looking past him. And the fact that Dustin Poirier beat Conor and knocked him out, I really was not that surprised. I had picked Conor, but I really was not that surprised. With that being said, I am all for if the UFC wants to, you know, if Dana finally gets the picture and quits kidding himself and vacates the lightweight title, because Khabib, he's made it clear, I mean, so many times, and he made it clear again, and he even affirmed that he is not going to be coming back. With his comments after the result of UFC 257. So if the UFC wants to just go ahead and, you know, give Dustin Poirier the title, crown him the undisputed champion, you know, right now or even a few days from now, I have no problem with that. You know, when John Jones got stripped of the title with, you know, some of his issues, they just gave the belt to Daniel Cormier. It also happened with Dominic Cruz. So, yeah, and Dustin Poirier absolutely deserves it. The Conor versus Poirier fight should have been for the vacant lightweight title. So, yeah, what I see next for Dustin is if he's not, you know, crowned the lightweight champion, then I see him fighting Charles Oliveira for the vacant title. You gotta quit talking about Khabib. Khabib's done. He's made that clear time and time again. So vacate the title, put it up. Either give it to Dustin or put it up. Chuck Oliveira and Dustin fight for it, and then whoever wins will defend against the winner of Justin Gaethje and Michael Chandler. I like that fight a lot. And Conor, I don't know, Conor could fight RDA or the loser of Justin versus Michael Chandler for our number one contender spot for the next title shot. So that's where I see, that's the status of the lightweight division in my opinion. You know, the top four, top five, and that's how I see and how I would like to see everything to play out. So let me know what you think, and I hope everybody has a great day. Talk soon.